coming up on 3 and Out.
CJ 15, CJ 10, CJ 5, CJ into the end zone, touchdown Denver.
Trevor Siemian gets the job done in his starting debut.
Loved his poise out there, loved his decision making, and, you know, just the confidence he played with throughout the whole entire game.
And the running game was rolling behind big time blocking.
CJ needs a lane, you know, one good block and he's gone.
For the defense, up next, another mobile, strong-armed QB.
Very dangerous in what they do, and like I said, I mean, we don't have to look any further than the last two times we played them.
The Broncos look to start a new streak with the Colts coming to town.
We don't like losing, especially to the same team over and over.
3 and Out starts right now. Hello, and thank you for joining us for this week's 3 and Out, presented by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. I'm Phil Milani, and we've got a great show on tap, so let's get things started with First Down. Here with Matt Boyer and Matt, Trevor Siemian, his first NFL start, a lot of pressure on him. It wasn't perfect, but he looked the part Thursday night.
No, it wasn't. He had two interceptions early, which did hurt his confidence a little bit, but there was a lot of good as well. You think about when the pocket broke down, he was able to move outside, get a couple of first downs, gain some yardage, great awareness by him when that pocket was breaking down. And then on the screen pass to CJ Anderson, you saw it. He waited for that screen to set up, was very patient, didn't look like a guy who was just having his first NFL start, hit Anderson perfectly, and of course CJ Anderson takes it to the house. So I thought there was a lot that he did that was really, really great, and the one thing that you want to see from him is consistent growth, and that's what we've said all preseason long and after that first regular season win. I think that he's continued to grow at a consistent rate. I think quarterbacks coach Greg Knapp has been happy with his progress. Head coach Gary Kubiak has been happy with his progress. So I think overall, he's checking off a lot of boxes when it comes to things that he needs to do to make himself an established starter in this league.
He was moving around the pocket, got out there, ran a little bit. Did you know Trevor could move like that?
Who knew? Who knew he had the legs, right? We knew that his awareness was good. We knew that he had all the tools to be an NFL quarterback. But that awareness and that mobility just showed you that he's got a lot of tools that maybe we haven't seen yet. So we're still learning a lot about Trevor Siemian as we move through the season.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised by him on Thursday night. 18 of 26, 178 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions. After looking at the tape over the weekend, though, head coach Gary Kubiak was pleased with what he saw.
He's pretty consistent in what he did. Obviously, he had two decision issues that we got to clean up, but very calm. I like the fact that he moved. He made two first downs with his feet. You know, that's big for an offensive football team. Never got rattled, was down. You know, being down 10 bothers some guys in this league. You're going to get down in this league sometimes. You got to maintain your composure. So I just really think for the first time out, it was good, you know, good outing for him.
Time for second down now, and joined by Andrew Mason. Mace, talking offensive line. The big guys up front certainly handled themselves properly against a tough Carolina front seven.
Yeah, perhaps the best front seven in the game, and they did their job well. Very impressive considering that this offensive line only had one starter at his same spot from Super Bowl 50, that being Matt Paradis. And Paradis, I would argue, had the best game of his career so far. Did a great job getting everybody on the same page. He had Michael Schofield at right guard, another guy I thought that had the best game of his career to this point. Looked a lot more comfortable at right guard than at right tackle. He's got a chance to settle in there. And one thing I also liked, you had Russell Okung, first Bronco start at left tackle. Donald Stevenson, first Bronco start at right tackle. And they were already up to speed on communication with the guys next to them. Max Garcia at left guard, Schofield at right guard. You looked out there, you didn't see an offensive line that was thrown together that was in its first game as a quintet. It looked like a seasoned group. If this is where they can start, who knows where they can go? The possibilities are pretty limitless.
Good to see the return of the running game, really. I mean, that was a dominant performance, especially up there along the goal line. They pounded in on the fourth down and then got it in.
Well, you have Andy Janovich getting a lot of work, of course. He's the rookie fullback out of Nebraska. Had a touchdown in the second quarter, but as a blocker, really made things happen. C.J. Anderson actually averaged 2.4 more yards per carry with Janovich as his lead blocker than without him. And even the offensive lineman talked about how having Janovich back there really helps them out. It's almost like you know that you can focus on your guy, because if you got a linebacker coming in to fill the gap, Janovich can take care of him. It makes everything a little bit easier, makes the running game flow more smoothly. And, you know, who knows? We see the pendulum of football go back and forth, back and forth. It went away from fullbacks for a while. Maybe Janovich can help bring it back.
Yeah, a little bit of old school toughness. Broncos rushed for 148 yards. Simeon sacked just twice. It was a promising start for the offensive line, and the team thinks it can only get better.
You know, I think it was a good outing. I think Michael Schofield, being a guy that got pushed into service at guard, played really well. We got Ty coming back this week. So I think the group should only get stronger as they play together more.
Yeah, you know, last week I think we had a pretty good week. We made a lot of mistakes on the offensive line, so I think we still have a lot of room to grow. And I think we could be a special group this year if we keep on the right track.
Time for third down, and now we're pleased to be joined by the Ben Swanson. And Swanson, the Broncos defense, for the second week in a row, will face a strong, mobile quarterback. First Cam Newton, now Andy Luck.
Yeah, Andrew Luck's very similar. He's not adventurous in his fashion style. However, very similar kind of player, except the Colts don't really use him as much in the designed runs. Obviously, Cam does that a little bit better, and the Panthers like to use him in that option game. More of a kind of fundamental offense, I would say, with the Colts. And, of course, he can really throw that rock. Led them to almost a comeback against Detroit, but not quite. He tossed a touchdown with 37 seconds left. That almost got them the win. They were up one before giving up the game-losing field goal. But
it seems like the Broncos always sort of have a difficult time with him. Well, I mean, why is that? Is it two wins in a row, but they've always sort of seemed to struggle again, Andrew?
Well, he's frustrating. I mean, they seem to hit him a lot. They hit him plenty. And pretty much any other quarterback would probably... any other quarterback would probably have more difficulty with the defense, but how much he can stand in the pocket, take the hits, still get the ball out, really makes him kind of stand up strong against any defense.
Yeah, really impressive, and they get really hot. They start putting these touchdown drives together, almost like the comeback against the Lions. He had threw for 385 yards, four touchdowns last week. Hopefully the Broncos defense can slow him down a little bit more than that this week.
And for as big as he is, it's kind of surprising how he moves. So you just got to be able to contain him and, you know, push the pocket. And when you can beat your man and go bring him down, you got to tackle him like he's back.
He's not the same caliber as Cam as far as, you know, the quarterback runs and stuff. But once he gets rolling, he can run you over. You know what I'm saying? So the guy is, he will extend the play. He's fast. He's strong. He's explosive, man. And he has a cannon for an arm.
It's time for fourth down, and we'll get to your social media questions in just a second with our intern extraordinaires. But first, a quick message from American Financing.
Nothing's better than being at home. It's where your best moments happen. So make the right call to American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. Their mortgage consultants are salary-based, so they're only focused on taking care of you. You can get pre-qualified in 10 minutes and can close in as fast as 10 days. Call American Financing at 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Welcome back to Three and Out. I'm Caroline Disley.
And I'm Eric DeLala. It's time to get to your questions.
First one comes from David Florent. What would it take for Trevor Siemian to become the quarterback of the future over Paxton Lynch?
Matt, that one's for you.
Well, between Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian, they both have one career start in the NFL, so we're going to pump the brakes a little bit as far as the future of the Denver Broncos. I do think, however, that Trevor Siemian, as we mentioned in the first segment, has shown great consistency and great progress. I think that when the Broncos drafted Trevor Siemian in the seventh round a year ago, I think that they thought he had the potential to be a guy, a very consistent contributor in the NFL. Did they think he had the potential to be a franchise quarterback? Don't know that for sure. However, I think he definitely has the potential to get there. I also think that Coach Kubiak loves competition. I think that when they drafted Paxton Lynch, they wanted to see Paxton eventually compete for that starting role. We saw it this past offseason. Coach Kubiak loved the competition between Mark Sanchez and Trevor. So I think that regardless of whether or not Paxton Lynch does become the future quarterback of the Denver Broncos, I think Trevor Siemian is going to get every opportunity from the coaching staff to compete and make sure that job is his.
Matt, I knew you'd have an opinion on that one. Let's go to our second question.
This one's by Daylon Hilty. With Keenan Allen's injury and Denver's depth at wide receiver, if San Diego called about one of ours for a pick/player, would Denver listen?
Mace, this one's for you.
I don't think they'd listen for two reasons. Number one, you generally don't like to make trades inside your division unless the terms are extremely favorable to you, and I don't think San Diego would be willing to do that. The other reason, quite frankly, you've got a Broncos receiver group that's been battling injuries lately. Benny Fowler, he just got back on the practice field Monday. He's had that elbow fracture he's been dealing with since August the 11th. And Demaryius Thomas, you know, he had a little hip problem during the game. He played through it, had some treatment over the weekend, didn't practice Monday. The Broncos expect him back on Wednesday. But you've already got two injury concerns out of the six wide receivers, so I don't think you're going to see a deal there.
Straight fire, Mace.
Final question comes from our number one fan, Daniel Gonzalez. And he wants to know, with Booker fumbling, do we expect a depth chart change on Sunday, or is he still number two?
Swanson, saving the best for last, you got this one.
Thanks for the question, but I do not expect any change in the depth chart. That would be so soon to change it, and for a rookie, you really need to keep his confidence in check. You really just want to move him on to the next game. And you don't need to shake him up now, just one game into his career. He's not going to overtake C.J. Anderson, so why change it up and put Capri there when, frankly, they're only going to get a few rushes in the game when CJ's tired. So keep it the way it is and just let him get his confidence back. You know, just ask him to contain the ball a little bit better and he'll move on and hopefully he'll forget about that fumble and just continue a strong rookie season.
Good take as always, Swanson.
Yep, and we're looking for more questions next week, so send them our way.
And Phil, back to you.
Thanks, guys. Nice job as always. And that's going to do it for this week's 3 and Out. I'm Phil Milani. Special thanks to Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, Ben Swanson, our two interns, Eric Dalala and Caroline Disley, and also Austin Brink behind the camera. That's going to do it for 3 and Out, presented by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans.